I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
I really wish and hope that Peloton comes up with an ad that is kind of goofy and makes fun of themselves, but I highly doubt that they'll be able to see beyond the end of their nose.
I doubt that. Yeah, the Peloton ad, that it seems like she's being held hostage by her Peloton husband. Machine and her husband.
Yeah.
So the actors who played those characters have come out, and they said the real world is being harsh to them. The guy who played the husband, he's been getting some interesting threats on social media, and the woman who played the part of the wife, she said that she was not ready for all of this fame, even though she is an actor. She was not ready for this notoriety. But it was cool that Ryan Reynolds reached out to her for his aviation gin ad, making fun and spoofing the Peloton ad. Just downing gins. Oh, man.
I think it's hysterical that she was able to laugh at herself and get another job out of it.
I think it was awesome that Ryan Reynolds jumped on board, man. This was really smart of him.
Harvey Weinstein accused of tampering with his ankle monitor.
What is this idiot doing?
Well, maybe he just had an itch that he was trying to scratch, because like you said, you've heard from other celebrities who've had the ankle bracelet who've complained that it is rather itchy.
Well, that was his defense for all of the other stuff, too. He had an itch that he couldn't scratch.
Correct. I guess we could just leave it there.
Yeah.
Snooki is retiring from the Jersey Shore.
What? No more crazy Snookiisms?
By the way, she and her three kids were able to post a family photo with them with Santa, and no one was crying, Salt.
Yeah, that's something my family is not able to do
right now. I think that's like one in a million, because I was never able to get a photo where my kids weren't not cooperating.
Yeah, if you want to go to the TIC Facebook page and the TIC Instagram right now, Christine and Salt Instagram, I put up a picture of my family's Christmas card fail over the weekend and my children.
I mean, I can relate to that more than Snooki's kids who are standing there staring stoically at the camera like everything's fine.
Like the Peloton girl.
Exactly. Exactly. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus talks sexism on SNL with Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. She said that it was really tough for her to be there because it was so sexist, so very sexist. It was a brutal experience.
She was so naive, and this was the early years of SNL, and she didn't realize that the drugs that people were taking, she just thought people were peppy and really energetic.
That guy's got a lot of energy.
Ooh, look at him go.
96.5 TIC.